Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to another episode of the Brian Kenny Podcast. This episode is going to be all around signing new clients and how it can seem like a bit of a dark art. I guess I've always formed an open and honest relationship with potential clients, which in a way has stood testament slash really benefited me over the years. And here's a few tips that I've picked up along the way, and hopefully there's a few nuggets of experience that can benefit you. So first I'll kind of start off by talking about MiniCorp and what my agency does. So we essentially work with early stage product and early stage ideas. We take concepts and we move fast to create, validate, and launch those concepts into actual products. That sounds very vague and very ambiguous. I don't know if I said that right. But what that really means is somebody would come into MiniCorp and say, hey, I've got this idea for a taxi app. And we would work with them from the deconstruction of the idea or what they're trying to accomplish, building it up into an MVP, a minimum viable product slash version one. And we'd help them to come up with the business model, the idea behind the product, normally surrounding the tech space. And we'll work with them over a period of about a year to a year and a half, at which point we will hope to have created a profitable company. We'll hope to have validated what they believe their core concept is about. So let's say their core concept is about that taxi app idea. We want to validate that people would like to order taxis from their mobile phone. So the version one or the MVP of that product and what MiniCorp will do is work with the client to allow the client to bring in that domain knowledge and allow us to bring the tech slash experience of building products to the table and to launch and validate that there is a market slash people willing to pay money for what their concept or product may be. So I guess we work with a lot of people. I would say 99% of our clients have not gone through this process before. They will not have launched a startup or early stage business before. This will be a completely new concept to them. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes or that falls at our door in MiniCorp in order to educate them and to bring them through the process in a very clear and defined process so that they fully understand what they're getting into and they understand both the great things that are going to happen and also that, you know, entrepreneurship is not just a positive journey. There can be some downs and some lulls as well. So one of the main ways that we get to find new clients or to sign new clients is they need to hear about us or they need to be aware that MiniCorp even exists. And one of the biggest ways that we do that is that we really go for the macro long-term play and believe that doing great work and building great products puts us on the map. It gets people talking about us. It gets people using our products and trying to figure out where did that product come from? Who built that version? How can I work with these guys in the future? So I think any person that does really great work benefits from this. You know, other people start to talk about it in the actual circles. So the different tech meetups that might happen, the engineering meetups or design meetups or product meetups in Dublin or further afield, they start to talk about these products that we create. And from that, we get really good recommendations. And those recommendations, we feel that we've earned them in many different ways because we really pour our heart and souls into the different products we create. And because we've earned those recommendations, it's great when we get them and it's great when we hear other people talking so positively about the products and things that we've created. Another big way that clients hear about us is through social media. I mean, there's a definitive, I would say, 70-30 split in how our social media is interpreted. It's 70% about people who would like to come and work in MiniCorp. So Dublin, where we're based at the moment, it's really difficult to find engineers and design and other, you know, really great product related talent. And so we do target, or we do promote our business towards finding great talent to come and work in MiniCorp. The other 30% is directed at new clients, at new potential clients, but just to really allow people to have that kind of fly on the wall mentality, not for us to stuff or force down somebody's neck that we're here and, you know, here's all the amazing things we can do and you have to come and work in MiniCorp. No, not at all. It's more around, you know, here's something that we've done, or here's something that we're proud of, or here's some information about a concept or an event or something that we believe other people should be aware of. And having, you know, the honesty and transparency in our promotion on social media as well. Other ways that clients have heard about us is definitely through events. So we've not hosted our own event. We will soon. I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, we're going to do an event pretty soon. But we've also taken stands at other events. And we've done Upstarter, and we've done so many different events where, you know, we have a little pop-up banner and we basically just let everybody come and talk to us and ask questions, which has been really good. But I would still say that 90% of our new clients, I'd say even more than 90% of our new clients, comes from recommendations and word of mouth, which is a complete byproduct of doing great work. So if you're looking to sign more clients and for more people to hear about you, really focus on doing great work, and the rest will fall into place. Other items about signing new clients. So our morals and ethics, I think, is a really big pillar on how we sign new clients. I mean, when you think about what we do, that idea or that concept is essentially somebody's baby. Like they believe in it so passionately, they care about it so intimately, that they want to see it come to the world, and they want it to they want to love it, and they want to make sure that it's done right, and they want to see great things happen, you know. And they love it so much, and they cherish it so much, that it is like a baby to them. And so if you continue with that analogy, when they come to MiniCorp, really what they're asking for is to raise a baby together. And I'll just let that sink in for a minute, right? So they're looking to raise a baby together. And the responsibility that comes along with that is huge. Like it's absolutely huge. And if we deconstruct that further, we kind of really need to get to know each other intimately before we decide to go and raise a baby together. And so I'm a huge advocate and promoter of having as many cups of coffee as I possibly can with the potential client, for us to get to know each other, and not necessarily to talk about the idea or to talk about how they want to go and achieve it. It's almost like parking and putting the product to a side. Yes, we're going to discuss it, but it's more about, hey, who are you? What are you interested in? How much do you passionately care about the industry that you may work in, or where this product may be marketed or launched in? And how strong is your domain knowledge? And let me talk about MiniCorp and products and the things that our company believes in. Come in and meet the team. Come in and see how we work. You know, it's going to be about great teamwork. It's going to be about, when we go to launch this idea together, that we have each other's back, and that we care about the idea so much that, you know, we want to see it grow, and we want to raise an amazing child together. And that sounds like such a crazy thing to say, but it's so apt, because let's take that analogy away and you think about it from just a pure cash perspective. Somebody comes in and you say, okay, what are you trying to build? They tell you what you're trying to build, and you go, okay, it's going to cost X. And, you know, there's no passion driving that. There's no love. There's no ambition, and there's no hunger from MiniCorp's side. It's more, hey, let's just go and build this thing. And then around the corner is another product, another product, another product. And that would be so demotivating. Like we have to believe in the products and the things that we're building. It has to drive us. We have to not take products that we don't care about or we don't love as much as the founders do. And we have to take the products that that we're inspired by and motivated by and know and feel in our gut that they're going to do well in the world. And yeah, I guess the flip side of that is that we also have to have the responsibility of saying no. And that's something that we don't take lightly. I think that there's many different types of no's. I mean, there's, you know, you could have telltale signs that a client may not be the best client or best suited towards MiniCorp, and that would be a no. There's other signs like you just may not believe that the idea is going to be as successful as what they believe in, and you have to say no. Or it could be things like, you know, you just don't have a passion or a love for the industry that they're going to launch in. And so you have to say no. And that's fine. And I understand, you know, some people will turn around to that and they will say, but, you know, if I have an agency, I have cash flow, I have money, you know, I have this responsibility to take on projects in order to pay the bills. And I don't know. I think that can be a bit of a vicious circle. I'd rather figure a way around that problem than take projects that I don't believe in order to pay wages for a company that, you know, maybe it's just not a good thing. And there should be a responsibility to say no to projects that you don't believe in. Because the core morals and ethics of MiniCorp is honesty and transparency. That we need to be honest to our clients. We have to tell them when we believe in something and when we don't. We have to tell them when we feel we're doing a lot of the teamwork and they may not be. Or we have to tell them when we have done something wrong and we feel, you know, that we've effed up in a certain way. We have to be completely honest and, you know, like no overcharging, no pulling the wool over a client's eyes. There's such a stigma against agencies in general of, you know, that because the client doesn't understand design or doesn't understand engineering, that you can pull the wool over their eyes, much like when you leave your car in to get fixed a mechanic and the mechanic says you need all these parts that you don't actually need and you get overcharged and you have this weird feeling in your belly that you're getting overcharged and you don't know how to say it. All of this kind of stuff. Like if you're just transparent and you say, do you want to have a look at your actual code base? And this is what this does, and this is how this works. And, you know, spending time with them to let them get to know their product. Like it's a tech product. And yes, they may not be an engineer. And yes, they may not be a designer. But sitting down with them, having the responsibility to show them the transparent nature of MiniCorp and to show them how their product works, it's only going to benefit them. They're going to get little tidbits from it, or they're going to get little nuggets of information when they're sitting down with their clients of going, hey, yeah, my product does this and it does that. And I know how this little algorithm within the product works, or I know how, you know, like just spend time. People aren't as ignorant to technology as what you may think. Don't pull the wool over their eyes. And I would also say to do more, like, don't say that you're going to do things, actually action things. Show people and show others how you live up to your word in whatever you do. Try to under-promise and over-deliver. And my God, am I guilty of this? There's been so many instances where I felt through technology that I can go and accomplish all of these things. And it turns out that I just don't have time. I'm getting better at my time management. But I think that your word really means something. And in a service-based industry that my agency is based in, you have to live up to your word. You have to, when you say something, you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you have to hold your hand up and be accountable for not doing it. Other things around here would be, like, you have to give the clients, well, I tend to do this. I give them every single opportunity to say no. I don't want them to feel that they're being pushed in any way, or that I'm, you know, doing a hard sell or a soft sell or any kind of sales pitch, really. I want to show them as clear as day what MiniCorp is, and I want them to get to know intimately what we're about, and for it to feel like a very comfortable yes, rather than it being, well, maybe I should, or I'm not sure, or anything. If you're not sure, go away, or let's hang out and have more coffees and chill out together and get to know each other from a friendship perspective or whatever, from just like caring about products. But don't feel that you have to say yes. Never say yes until we both feel that we really want to go and do this thing. Let them move at their own pace. Don't say, hey, you know what, I've got wages in 2 months' time, and so I'm going to need an answer from you pretty soon. You know, like even when we have scheduling conflicts in Minicorp. So let's say there's a potential new client and he or she is saying, you know what, I would love for my app to be launched by June, which would mean that she needs to be on board and, you know, the development needs to start in May, for example. And then you have another client who would like to come in on that slot as well. I'm very open and honest and transparent with both clients. And I'll say to the person who got in touch first, or where we started the communication with first, and I'll tell them, saying, you're first, you're getting first refusal. If you'd like that May slot, give me a shout and let's do it. If you're not, the next slot will be July, whatever. Please don't feel in any way that I'm pushing you into this decision. This is just how it is. And then, you know, being very honest with both parties so that, you know, it can feel like a very honest decision for either of them. And then the other thing is to understand the potential signs of a bad client. I think, so this has happened to me before a couple of times where sometimes you don't gel well as a client. I guess all of this experience and everything I'm talking about in this podcast right now comes from experiences both positive and negative. And I think actually to call them a bad client is a misconception. I don't mean a bad client. I just mean that you don't gel well together, or it's not a good dynamic for both parties to be involved. It's just not working, basically. And I think you and they both have a responsibility to each other and a level of respect to each other to turn around and say, hey, you know what? I don't think we're working well together. I don't think this is a good idea. Let's be adults about it. Let's clean everything up. Let's get to the end of whatever we've committed to. And let's also find a really good, nice transition way for you to make sure that the baby doesn't get dropped and the baby's still loved and everything, but to transition you to another facility or agency or freelancer or whatever that can take the mantle and continue forward with this product. You know, you owe that to them, and you owe that to the work that you've created, and you owe that, well, I would owe that to my team in Minicorp to see their work be handed off to somebody very well and for that mantle to continue forward. So yeah, they're the things that I do when we're signing new clients. I mean, the next stages is obviously you get to contracts and deposits and finances and all of these other things, and how we set up our different communication channels with the client and how we link in together and communicate very, very well and clearly. But I think I'll save the majority of that for another episode. So thanks a million for watching. And to give everyone just a bit of a heads up on what's going to be happening soon, I've ordered two new amazing microphones, Rode microphones from Amazon, which are arriving in the office tomorrow. And the reason that I've gotten two is because I'm going to start interviewing people, which I'm really excited about, but I'm still definitely finding my feet. I'm still trying to create the correct or good questions to ask them, find out little idiosyncrasies about them, let them tell their story. And yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. I got some really good guests lined up as well. So really excited by that. So if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. And as I say in every episode, I would really, really appreciate it if you would take the time to jump onto iTunes or jump onto Stitcher or wherever you listen to this podcast, and to please give it a rating. The reason I ask that is not for my own ego. It is definitely for more people to discover the podcast. And I would really, really thank you. So yeah, thank you all very much for listening. I'm really enjoying and being motivated by all of the new listeners that are coming on board and seeing the statistics coming through. It's really exciting. Can't wait to see where this goes. I love you.